Tonight, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Devil Complex, in defense of Jessica Jones Season 2, and news, and more news. We've got some fabulous new pictures to look at, new posters for the Infinity War. Michael Shirley is a huge fan, and some very exciting casting news for Captain Marvel. Marvel TV Weekly starts now!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. Oh, I thought we were going to go right. We're going to start on the fiddling.
I was ready.
But that's all right. Here it is. There's the fiddling. Welcome to Marvel TV Weekly. As Anthony in the booth was queuing up this song, Michael said, I don't get the connection. Well,
never do.
That's all right. I'm always here to explain for not just Michael, but for everybody out there in viewership land, in the audience. I'm gonna person-splain this. The latest episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was called The Devil Complex, so it was an excuse for the Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band, not by Hank Williams Jr. as Amy Wood. That's the way I remember it.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Anything else is fake news. Welcome to the show. We have so much to talk about. Joined, as always, by the one, the only, Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hi.
And the Michael Shirley. The X is silent. Michael X Shirley.
I like that we did that.
Yeah, you know, that was only for if... I don't even know if the camera was on me at that point. But he's Michael X Shirley when we get around to talking about social media. So, you know, you always have to give the...
The way you go on about it, like, I literally introduce myself as, like, Michael X Shirley.
You
like,
should!
Other day on another after show.
I think that you if it's not legally your name, you should definitely get that X in there. And, of course, it's for Xavier.
I actually had an astrology chart done once. And it was, like, mapped out, like, 9 years of my life. And she told the woman told me I would be much more successful if I worked an X in the middle of my name.
Wow.
And I was like, lady, that's already my Twitter name. I'm like, what more do you want from me? Like, I'm not gonna like call it into the government and get like some official document.
So I'm gonna call an audible here. We're gonna scrap the whole show, and I want to hear about the 9 years that were mapped out for you. No, we'll do maybe do that next week, right? Don't you want the next 9 years mapped out?
Yes, please.
Yeah, or I wish somebody had mapped out these 9 years 9 years ago and at least warned me what I was in store for. But there's a lot to talk about, and I thought maybe we would start with the news this week, because there are weeks where we have like 3 minutes left, and I'm like, yeah, and a bunch of stuff's happening. So I want to start off with these amazing new posters for Infinity War. Amy and I, of course, are big fans of these posters.
You are too easily pleased.
I was only made aware of them when Michael sent them to me, and somehow if on... I don't know, Instagram direct chat. I don't know what you call that. Instagram direct message.
DM.
Yeah.
Is that a direct message?
Direct messaging.
Is it AOL Instant Messenger? I don't know. Anyway, Michael sent them to me, and there was a you could hear the eye roll from the other part of town. Let's take a look at these pictures for those watching on YouTube. And thank you, Anthony, for finding them so quickly. We'll start with Michael, because we know what a fan you are of these pictures. Now, what is it about these pictures that bother you?
I think the comment I put was, oh my god, I hate this. They look fan-made.
That is exactly what
they
you said.
They look like what someone would make like in anticipation of the movie like 2 years before it came out or anyone had been filming.
Or when it's one of those things where like there was no Infinity War movie. You know, it's like when people take... Like, if they're going to make a poster...
Like the
where
Nightwing movie.
Right. Or the Kitty Pryde movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But if, like, you know, people have started putting together posters where you have the X-Men characters and...
Yeah.
Okay, nobody's done one with the Fantastic Four characters. We'll talk about that in a minute, why, you know, maybe
why they
should.
Haven't.
Well, there's a reason...
Maybe fourth time's a charm.
Maybe, but somehow... Well, they are the Fantastic Four. Maybe that's the whole point. The first three are terrible. Actually, I like the first two.
They'll be fantastic on the fourth one.
See, look at you. Anyway, what I did want to point out, though, is there's... we have a lot of, like, mixtures of characters here. You know, so you've got Tony Stank and Stephen Strange, and we've got... you know, who do we got there?
I would have liked it better if they'd have paired them up with people, like, their buddies. Like, if you had, like, a War Machine, or, like, fake War Machine or whatever, with Tony Stark, you know, and Spider-Man would be okay,
So, wait a minute,
too.
Don Cheadle is fake War Machine, but don't you mean War Machine that can actually act?
No! I mean...
Because real War Machine is Terrence Howard
like,
to you.
He's like the new Becky.
Okay, so now you're getting to a Roseanne
thing. I'm just plugging
thing.
My after show for tomorrow, Roseanne.
Tomorrow, yes, the return of Roseanne, yeah. Which I'm very excited about. And are you leading that show?
I don't know.
But you're on the after show.
The way it was worded, I wasn't sure, but I'm going to find out tonight.
All right. And, you know, halfway through the season, you can be replaced by another Michael, and no one will say anything. What's going on in the booth there, Anthony?
Nothing. It was a direction meant not to be heard by me.
Okay. I thought we were doing something wrong.
But while you're on me, real quick, I just want to point out that...
Plug something?
No, I wanted to point out that Black Widow's in the green.
Yeah.
So that just goes to reinforce my theory that she's a Skrull.
Black Widow's in the gray.
Michael's wearing the fabulous Black Widow.
This is the best Black Widow
that's
I've ever
from
seen.
The time period where she was...
She looks like Mary Jane Watson.
Yes.
Yeah, and a little bit Jean Grey. Like, redheads kind of look the same in that era of the Marvel Universe. That's a time period where it was Daredevil and Black Widow was the name of the title, and they were together. But I thought you were going to say something about how she's in the green, and that is a reference to her love for the Hulk. But that's interesting.
Hey, they're big guys.
So you think she's a Skrull. Sun's going down. It's getting real low.
That's silly. That's just silly.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the Skrulls, because we will transition away from these pictures that Michael loves.
Oh, I get it.
And we'll talk about Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
See what I did? All right?
Good.
And we know
I almost let that be really smooth, but I didn't.
No, but thank you for making sure that did not happen, and in fact, never,
Stardrew wants to know if you got a haircut.
Who wants to know?
Stardrew.
Oh, yes, Stardrew, I did get a haircut since yesterday.
Oh, and you guys in the chat, or just watching later, something that would mean a lot to Christian is to get a fan art.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. I was trying
Any
to keep
of you are artists out there.
Yeah. I was trying to keep the momentum going.
We would
by
like
talking about Captain Marvel.
Sorry, but I just keep ruining it.
Amy was a guest on Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Yes.
And she got some fan art.
I
said, how come I've never had fan art? So if you want to draw fan art of all of us, don't just do me.
Dude, I've already had some.
I've been
it's
at
fine.
Anthony for months now, and I haven't gotten any fan art.
It's because no one knows what you look like.
That's true. We're going to have to get...
Pictures of yourself.
It's the whole point of fan art. Come on now.
They'll just end up drawing a gorilla's character.
Why don't we... Oh, you would be... Which gorilla's character would he be?
2D, come on.
But anyway, I think that's a good point. We should have you... We should have like a little Skype camera on you, Anthony, so that people know what you look like. Anyway, what I'm trying to talk about, which I feel like I've lost any control.
No, go for it, because there's stuff in the chat that's going to help.
Okay, so what I want to talk about is Captain Marvel, and there have been some announcements of cast. And keep in mind that, as we've had established, Captain Marvel takes place in the 90s, which, for Amy, was a time period that happened before the year 2000. I wouldn't expect you to remember it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The 90s are the best. I was born in the 90s.
Exactly.
So I am very well aware of the 90s.
I know.
And not at the end. That would make me, like, really young. You know, people say...
Because you're not
99.
Really young. You're super old
98,
now.
99. No. Yeah.
You're an old road dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What are you, 92? Like, X-Men 92?
Yes.
Yes. That's
how'd
what
How'd you know?
Because I asked you before.
I know, but I can't believe you remembered. Okay.
Awesome. I got facts in my head, you know?
That's
I mean,
great.
Regular Professor Xavier.
Do you want me to describe for you what the cover of Uncanny X-Men number 194 looks like? Because I can see it right now in my head. Do I have any useful information in my head? Stuff that I learned in school? No, I do not.
It's useful for here.
Yes. Well, semi-useful.
Isn't that the one after the Kitty Pryde Christmas debacle?
No.
Okay.
That is 143.
Okay.
But thank you for playing the home game. In any case, Captain Marvel set in the 90s. So we're going to get Sam Jackson, who I complained has been absent from far too many Marvel movies.
You're complaining about it?
On this show.
Okay.
You weren't listening, were you?
No, I hear you.
Do you disagree? You don't like Sam Jackson as Nick Fury?
No!
Would you rather have David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury?
Yes.
Ew, what?
Yes.
So, Amy, you weren't
would.
Here when we did this. Know. We have an episode of Marvel TV Weekly where we revisited all of these failed Marvel TV pilots or TV movies.
Failed.
And Generation X was not successful. So there was a Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Now, you're excited because you know how awesome that is.
I'm not even remotely excited. That sounds so strange to me.
Well, he looks just like him.
I mean, he actually does look kind of... He doesn't
twins.
Look like Sam Jackson, but,
no, but
he doesn't
look like Nick Fury.
Right, exactly.
But
so
yeah,
we're gonna have him in the movie. But look, here's what we're really excited about. What we on this show really want to focus on. Phil Coulson is in the Captain Marvel movie. And this is the first time that Phil Coulson has shown up since Avengers in the movies. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who feel that the people who are in charge of the movie studio don't really look favorably upon Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they don't consider it part of their canon. Mm-hmm. Even though we've had characters show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. First of all, Stan Lee. But second of all, Nick Fury himself, Sif, and some other characters have crossed over. So we're getting at least a younger Agent Coulson. And the real question is, I'll ask Amy, do you think he's going to have more hair? Is he going to have like a full head of hair?
I mean, a little bit more.
Just not, a little bit more.
But
it was probably already going at that point.
Probably,
yeah,
yes.
That's a good point.
But I'm so glad that they are bringing him back because he was my, not my favorite character from Avengers, but Avengers was the first movie where I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen
it,
if you haven't seen
Avengers, what are you doing watching this show?
Exactly. So he dies at the end and I cried. And having never seen any other, like,
well,
Marvel movie.
He's our emotional center. Star Drew's
like, Amy didn't see the David Hasselhoff movie.
I didn't.
Star Drew is upset. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
ZSB Lewis says Sam Jackson, Nick Fury for life. But anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. And for those watching on YouTube, we do have indeed an image of Coulson after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
See, now he just wants Amy
just
to cry.
Like, it's just
cry.
Bringing...
That's terrible. Tony, be funny, though. What do you think? Are you excited that we're going to get Agent Coulson in the Captain Marvel movie, Michael?
Not so much excited as it filled in the blanks for me. Like, what's going on here?
The fact that it's set in the 90s?
He's going to be gone from S.H.I.E.L.D. This is going to be his last season. And I think the way that, because he is such a fan favorite character, this is their way to
get him
to
back
keep
into
him
the
on.
Movies.
And I think he's going to have a butt cut.
A
butt cut. You know, like the 90s, like the butt
oh,
cut.
Oh, no. I didn't realize
ew.
That was a thing. But
I
don't think he has enough hair for that. I mean, even...
He's going to have a wig.
Don't look it up, Amy.
I'm going to...
Oh, no. It's going to be like some porn
So wait a minute. Now, what is this fan art that you're looking up now, Anthony? I know that might not have been visible to the audience.
I'm
going to
be...
Man,
are you?
I was just imagining if somebody like air checks this episode of the show, they're going to be like, "What do they even do? They don't even talk about Marvel TV. They're just yammering on and
the
having
chat
fun.
Is like lit tonight.
I hope that the chat's having fun because we're having fun and we want them to have fun with us. And then we also have Lee Pace. And we have, you know, a whole host of characters. Jimon Hounsou. I have no idea how to say his name, but, you know, he's been around for a long time. And anyway, so we have... Oh, and Jude Law. So who's Jude Law in the movie? Because
he's a voice of Vision, right?
Well, he was the voice of Jarvis the computer, but...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But starting when Jarvis was turned into Vision, it turned into Paul Bettany. So they actually
changed
the voice.
Maybe they're going to have Jarvis in the 90s.
Yeah, maybe he'll be like
I don't think they
a
would
90s
give him
vision.
Another character.
Could he be the Red Vision?
Oh, yeah, he's Mar-Vell.
That's a little bit of an interest. Okay, so that's the actual Captain, the original Captain Marvel, who was very popularized in the first Marvel graphic novel, The Death of Captain Marvel. And
I hate it when they make people two characters. That drives me nuts. Like, there
aren't
enough actors
Thanos
working.
And Cable is driving me crazy while I'm getting trailers for both of those
it's
movies.
It's a little much. It's like there's so many actors out there.
I think it's fine if the movies come out years apart. Like, Chris Evans is Human Torch and Captain America.
Well, we can't go back and change.
Who did Jude Law play beforehand?
Well,
he was the voice of Jarvis.
So that's all right.
Yeah, that's
the
fine.
Original Vision.
And maybe Tony Stank is going to take the voice of Captain Mar-Vell and be like, that's what I want Jarvis to sound like.
I hope so.
Okay, so that's going to put everything together.
I hope so.
But he was Captain Marvel, and then it's sort of a weird time period in the early 80s where characters would die. Like, I'm pretty sure he died from, like, cancer. He didn't die from some, like, you know... nuclear warhead that went off between his eyes or something. It wasn't
like
a superhero death.
But I think it makes
death.
Sense for characters like that because, like, Firestar, she gets breast cancer from the radiation her body, like, generates.
But, wait a minute, like, but she's an amazing friend. She should not...
But it's, like, makes, like, real kind of storylines. Yeah. Like,
brings it down.
Like, yeah, I think I think it's that's cool, though.
I think it's cool, and it'll be interesting to see that he's in there. So thank you for letting me know who that is, Anthony. Anyway, so we have... I don't know. I'm kind of excited for this movie, but I can't see past maybe Infinity War right now. I can't focus on Captain Marvel yet. I can't think about Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's all Infinity War all the time.
They're yelling at me that Jude Law wasn't Jarvis.
He was, though, wasn't he?
I think it was Paul Bettany.
Maybe
the whole
time. Was the voice the whole time.
It was always Paul Bettany?
I'm pretty sure it was Paul the whole time.
All right, so then there you go. The fact that Paul Bettany sounds like
Now Jude they're saying that we're right. I don't know.
Guys.
I think everyone's jumping to IMDb right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, if only there was a way to find these things out. you know, just like a device, like something maybe in front of me that I could type this into. Let's not let that bum us out. But it's really bothering
me. We can be wrong sometimes.
Okay, you can be wrong sometimes.
I'll totally take it.
I will always be wrong.
I think they're right.
That's fine. But, so we'll figure out how that all comes together. But we're gonna get back to Infinity War. I don't mean tonight. But, you know, we'll really focus on that. But this is exciting news. I'm excited to see Coulson and Nick Fury. Is he going to have the eye patch? You know, we don't know in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Just real quick, going back to the whole thing. So he's been Jarvis's voice since Iron Man 1. So he's been Jarvis the whole time.
So Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's that just reinforces my theory that Paul Bettany is a more affordable Jude Law.
And that you're always wrong.
I'm not always wrong. I'm just sometimes wrong.
Just kidding.
Anyway, so we're all excited about that. We hope everybody in the chat is excited. Let us know who you'd like to see in Captain Marvel. Are there characters that you'd like to see younger versions of? You know, when we had the flashback at the beginning of Civil War, before we saw Tony Stark's parents die, we got to see an older Peggy Carter. So maybe we'll see Peggy Carter in this.
They think it's cool that Spectrum is going to be in it, Monica Rambeau.
Yes, she's the other Captain Marvel from the 80s. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of Captain Marvels.
There are.
Yeah. Flip over to another universe. Shazam's original name was Captain Marvel. So you see, even DC has a Captain Marvel. That's how many Captain Marvels there are. Which Stan Lee must love, the fact that DC had a character named Captain Marvel years before there was a Marvel Comics. Anyway, some more news. That we will focus on a lot more next week, but you know, Legion starting next week. Now, Amy, have you watched Legion? Are you caught up on Legion? There's only 8 episodes.
I knocked those out.
8 really trippy, weird,
beautiful,
absolutely beautiful.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's really hard to watch.
It's the best show.
It's a great show, but I agree with Michael. It's very trippy and mind bendy, and it's a little hard to follow.
You have to be in the mood.
And my wife and I sometimes we'd fall asleep watching it just for like a minute here or there, and it's like the worst show that could happen during, because you're like, wait, where are we? Who's this? You know, so...
But then when you watch it all straight through, you're like, oh, it's okay. It really doesn't make any sense.
It's like the whole show is... It's like you're watching a dream throughout the whole show.
I agree. But I'm very excited that... I would say that's the best-looking Marvel TV show, just in terms of, you know, cinematographically. I don't know. I think I made up that word.
Set design's really good.
So I would say, Amy, this would be a good time for you to catch up.
Oh, for sure. Only 8 episodes.
Only 8 episodes. And, you know, 8 days to do it.
Oh, that's fine.
You're like, I got it.
I got it.
And also Aubrey Plaza is amazing in it, too.
Yes. I think she's great on the show. I thought that, look, I'll be honest, I thought that her role on Parks and Rec was probably like, all right, that's going to be her thing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect to see her on something else where I'm like, oh, she's great. I just kind of thought that was the character she was going to play the rest of her life. Look, I love David Spade, but watch everything he's ever been in. He plays the same character, and he's great at that character. But
she was like, I do not want to be like David Spade.
Yeah, that's exactly
what she thought.
Well, good for you, Aubrey. You are not.
She is good in it.
Yeah, she's great. And it'll be interesting to see sort of how that character develops in season 2. But we'll focus more on that. And our friend Carrie Lane may be at the premiere next week of Legion. So maybe you'll see some images of things that she gets to see there. So the one other big news before we talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. and Jessica Jones, the Deadpool animated series that I had a very brief window of being excited about apparently is not happening. It was going to be from Donald Glover's production company for FX. And Tony B. Tony, this is news to you, isn't it?
Yeah, dude, I'm devastated. What the Oh my God.
Thank you for not swearing, because you know we're not supposed to swear on our shows anymore, and you almost ruined it. Yeah, I don't quite know exactly what's happening. It was going to be on sometime this year, but that's an interesting thing because it's an animated show. They had to be pretty far along in the process. So it would be great if someone else decides to run with this. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe Disney wants it for that streaming service. But I know people in the chat are upset that this isn't happening. Mm-hmm. I would have loved this. Michael, you did not seem excited when I mentioned the Deadpool
animated.
So yeah, we should have a sound effect for when Michael rolls his eyes, because there are people who just listen on iTunes. So we want them to know. We'll come up with a sound effect, Anthony. You and I will put our heads together.
You can just like groan.
It'll be more fun if it I don't know. We'll
always
come up
consistent.
With it.
I don't even know when I'm doing it anymore.
We'll know.
That's how second nature it is. So, do you not like Deadpool, or did you just not want to see him in a cartoon?
I think if it was like an adult cartoon, like yeah. South Park's an adult cartoon.
Well, yeah, like there was a Todd McFarlane, sure. Todd McFarlane Spawn series on HBO in the 90s.
What you're talking
yeah,
about.
I would
FX,
say,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know if FX aired it, but it was originally for HBO. And I would say that if it was like that, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think it's not Deadpool for kids.
Yeah. No, I was saying the show was going to be for FX, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
So it was going to be an adult version of it.
Yeah, so it was like an Deadpool. Archer kind of like thing.
Right, I think
yeah,
it would have
sure.
fit into what they do over
but
there really well.
I also think Marvel's kind of, I hate to say this, kind of bad about just something hits for them and then they just like take it to the max. They're like,
yeah.
How much money can we make off of this? And it's just... Like, you have such a vast catalog when you look at the Marvel Universe. It's like, okay, so you've got the successful movie. Maybe let's not do the cartoon right now since we've got the movie. Like, and let's, you know, like.
But I think a big factor of this
is something else.
Is the different properties that are licensed to different studios. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you know,
maybe
Fox
that's something that needs to change about the licensing being like. Like Deadpool franchise wide, and being just like, no, you're just doing the movie. We're not gonna have to put out like so many mugs, so many like, you know, like so many of every certain thing.
By the way, if anybody wants to send me a Deadpool mug, I'll take back. I'll rescind my request for fan
art. You know,
art.
Like
I'll
merch and like offshoots yeah. and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like as a like a lifelong fan, I see through that. I see like the money aspect
sure.
of it. Like, I don't know.
All right. Well, I was excited
really
about it, but it doesn't seem
well,
to be
happening.
The
movie's just so successful and so funny. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
and
like
the,
one of
the next one is coming out soon. You know,
yeah. So I think you have to be careful about milking like a successful franchise. Like, did we really need all those Iron Man movies? Like, did we? You
There's
know,
only three.
Well,
there's only
it's like
three.
The same movie three times, like, basically.
Well,
like,
I don't know. I think the second one's actually not very good. I don't like Iron Man 2. So I
love
think,
Mickey Rourke, so I'd give that one a pass.
You
I don't
would.
Think.
Just kidding.
I don't think Mickey Rourke even knew he was in a movie. You know, I think he was just going through his life that day that he just thought that that's what he was doing. It's a stole that joke from my boss Dennis Miller. But anyway, but I agree with the you know just the Mickey Rourke is a fascinating individual. Now that we could do a whole podcast on. What do we think about Mickey? The
oh,
Mickey
he's
Rourke
like one
cast.
Of my very favorites.
Really,
like very favorites.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, did you love the wrestler?
I like.
Yeah.
I like it. I like Mickey Rourke post like 90s. So like. I'm not into, like, the 80s, 90s Mickey Rourke. I'm into, like, the...
By the way, Mickey Rourke isn't into the 80s, 90s Mickey Rourke. He's into the new school Mickey Rourke.
Oh, I just adore him.
Anyway, so that's a little bit of news roundup that's taken up most of the show, but I think it's fun to talk about these things, and there's just so much excitement. And, you know, look, Amy, you're somebody who's still relatively new to all of these things. It has to be exciting that there's just every day it seems like there's something new. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a Captain Marvel, and didn't I hear something about Ms. Marvel and Marvel? Just all this stuff, right?
Yeah, well, and Deadpool, I did another trailer reaction video.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. It was great, though, because it's, you know, the Infinity War trailer came out, and then Deadpool trailer came out, and I was like, yes, give me more.
The Deadpool trailer looks amazing.
Right?
Well, yeah, first of all, it's filled with jokes. And then the fact that they're going to be X-Force.
We're going to get an X-Force movie.
Yeah, it's officially an X-Force prequel.
Yeah, and look, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know,
who knew? Not my favorite X-Team, but no. I'll take any of it.
When it comes to
The Gifted, I'm like, I'll take whatever you'll give me.
I love that The Gifted has been off for months, and there's always a way
it's
to kind of work
it. It's made, like, such an impression on us.
And a bad impression on you.
I like where the cuckoos are taking it. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And we'll start by including Amy in the conversation because as the longtime viewers of this show know, Amy is doing what I was doing and doing a big marathon.
She's doing it a lot.
She's doing it from the beginning. Okay. She has two less kids than I do.
I just have a cat named Spielberg.
Spielberg.
That has no relation to anything, but whenever I talk about him, I feel like I have to.
Well, because if you didn't mention his name, you'd come home and he'd be like, where's the shout out?
Yeah, exactly.
So you started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from the beginning.
Yes.
And now you're in season 4. You're in the Ghost Rider storyline.
I am.
But you're not done with it.
She's almost done. She's got one episode, I think.
Yeah. And so you were going to be where I was when we started this show.
I warned her.
Not that long ago. So you're going to then have to catch up the way I did. And
painfully.
Well, you know, look, I didn't love that storyline. It went on a little too long. But people in the chat have chastised me for some of my criticisms. But what are you thinking? What are you thinking about the show as you've gone through? And what do you think about Ghost Rider?
Well, okay, so when I started, I was like, let me just knock this out. And then, of course, like, the Oscars happened. So there was a little bit of a lull in that, and I think that kind of hurt me because I was like, okay, I can do this. It's, like, 5 whole seasons, basically. Season 3 so far has been my favorite.
I'm reminding our viewers what storyline that was.
It was the...
Gemma's on the other planet. Yeah.
They introduce Yo-Yo, which...
They introduce... Yeah.
We both really like her.
Yes, she's amazing, and I love
I think that's one thing this panel agrees on. We all like Yo-Yo.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I really like Ghost Rider. I think they did a really nice job.
I was surprised at how good it looked. Yes. Especially watching it when you see him on Netflix, just because, whatever, it's better. I don't know.
You mean the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider?
Yes, the Ghost Rider. No, just the high definition on Netflix looks better than television, I guess. I'm sure it looks really cool, yeah.
Yeah, season 1 was interesting because season 2 just immediately starts off feeling completely different, which I liked because season 1 just felt like a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, and when you get to season 5, it also feels different. And I think they do, look, that's the one thing about the show is they do a really good job of making it so that the show doesn't feel the same. Mm. I am not going to retract my thought that it would help if they had to produce less episodes a year. I think that you'd have a greater overall quality. But I do like how they mix it up. Especially
coming
to
Ada's defense again.
Well, I'm not going to read any of those comments. I think Ada is trying to take over the internet through the chat.
I don't trust any comments about Ada coming over.
It's probably from Ada. I mean, let's be honest. Anyway, so, Michael, we have the new episode, which you and I will talk about briefly, and at some point, Amy, we'll see. Mm-hmm. But as we mentioned with the fun musical interlude in the beginning, it is called The Devil Complex, and they're getting to sort of do this thing again where we get to visit some of our greatest hits, and also our greatest fits, because we have the return of Leopold. What did you think about the way that that was handled, Michael?
I was fine with this week's episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. I wasn't expecting it to be, like, so deep. It was probably
super
one of the
deeper
and
very dark. For a show that can be pretty dark at times, it's sort of a very dark realization.
Yeah, I wasn't
that,
really expecting that.
Yeah, that Leopold, no one saw him except for Fitz, because
I was not expecting
he was giving himself the Kilgrave treatment, basically, and there he was. And I actually did not think that that's what it was when we first saw him. I'm like, all right, sure, everybody's fears comes through. But here's the thing that I'll say about Leopold Fitz is that he's right that our Fitz was not willing to do what needed to be done, and they have at their disposal Quake is able to handle this and make it work.
It's funny because right before the scene before he kind of, like, takes her hostage, I was like, God, someone needs to give her her powers back. Like, someone has got to give her her powers back. And lo and behold, there it was. Are you taking selfies?
No, no, no. I get texts that every once in a while I have to make sure that it's not like, oh, I got to run out of here, Michael.
Baby's on fire.
Yeah. Which is actually the name of my band in high school. Babies on fire. It's not true. Either. I could see the look on your face. It's just a joke. Anyway,
I believe everything you said.
Yeah, I think that I love Quake. I like Daisy.
She was just useless without her powers.
It was reminding me of Sky, and I didn't love Sky. I love Daisy. I didn't like Sky. I think when she became Quake. There was a quake in my heart.
She just had a big lifestyle change for her.
She got a little moody when she became Quake.
Especially at the beginning of the season that you're watching.
Too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and this is before she even knows that she's the destroyer of worlds. Imagine when you have to live up to that.
You know, my theory on that is that that's all Infinity War stuff. That's affected.
I hope that it ties in like really well.
Why would the time frame be so close and it'd be like a world destroying, you know, universe altering? I don't know.
So episode 19 of S.H.I.E.L.D. will air the night that Infinity War comes out. So we're going to have three episodes that are after Infinity War.
But we don't know what time frame.
No, I know, but I hope that they're able to do something with it like they've done with other movies. I don't know that they are. I'm just saying that I'm optimistic that they're going to tie it in some sort of big, exciting way. Let's talk about Deke for a moment, because that was a revelation that both Michael and I liked in an earlier episode. And I just didn't do the math right. And
I didn't either.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I thought the lady that appeared to be his mother was like a fake mother, foster mother.
Exactly, that's what I thought it was. Like, but an adopted mother.
I didn't really know how far in the future they were. Maybe I was.
They said like 90 years or something. So I guess that stands to reason that, you know, his grandparents would be people that we know. And I know this is all like just washing over.
I know some stuff. Don't listen.
You know what we should do is we should give you just like a different pair of headphones, and you can like listen to music when we talk about it. Put on some nice Bose canceling headphones.
I liked it. When she threw up, I laughed out loud.
Yes, that was actually very funny.
I thought that was very real.
Yeah,
too.
And it's also a very one of the other shows that I do here is Silicon Valley, and Richard, the main character, will throw up whenever he gets nervous. So it reminded me of that actually. So it's a lot to take in at once. You know,
I keep wondering if we're gonna get a Fitz and Fitz.
I guess we'll have to see.
I think that would be so cute.
Little Fitz and
Fitz. Or like
Fitz,
Fitz Squared. Fitz I feel like Squared. They'd say something like that.
What I also liked that we got to see the return of Creel the Absorbing Man, because I like when they get these characters. You see Michael's rolling his eyes. That's where we needed the sound effect. I like that they bring in these characters that I'm at least familiar with. He's a major villain for the Hulk in the comics. And the fact that he's not used in the movies, I'm glad that the TV show is able, the TV shows plural, of course, but in this case, when this started, it was really just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., are able to use some of these characters, you know, that it's like, yeah, go ahead, we're not using them in the movies. So, I mean, I don't know where it's going. I don't think I needed the return of the Russian. There was a moment in this episode, Michael, where...
the guy with the head in the jar.
Yeah. I almost...
I kept wondering, who is this guy? And then I was like, oh, a head in the jar.
I almost broke out into hives because...
Oh, stop.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Because I had the panic. There was so much talk about the framework and, you know, Leopold and the Russian. And I'm like, no, Ada. Because Ada could have come through the thing. She could have easily come through the thing. She's somebody's fear.
They just walk a computer in and they're like, we have
I know. Her. I know, chat. You all love Ada. It's just like if the show's on for five more years, she can come back in 2 years.
She's
that's
not
fine.
Coming
I just
back.
Need some. I just need some time. Anyway. I think I really like where the show's going this season. You know, I was wondering, Michael, I think I was a little afraid that when they went back to Earth, it was going to fizzle out. Maybe it was going to lose some of the momentum, you know. But
I thought they just were trying to shake it up a little bit with the whole space thing.
Yeah, and I think that they've really kept it going. And the fact that there'll be some Hail Hydra going on in the weeks ahead, I think will at least be fairly interesting. And I don't know. I guess we'll all see. Let us know in the chat what you think and where you hope that this season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going.
Real
yes?
quick, I covered the after show for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And what I kept seeing in the chat was speculation of what if the Skrull are using Hydra as a cover for themselves.
I like that theory a lot, actually. Yeah. That would be so very interesting.
It just were because, like, Zach, I know Zach Wilson was a little disappointed that they were going back to Hydra again. He's like, there's many enemies they can pull from, but to go back to Hydra is so redundant. And so I kept seeing in the chat, was like, what if Hydra is just a cover-up for the Skrull?
That
will be revealed after Infinity War.
I've shared a desk several times with Zach Wilson. That sounds like something that he would be disappointed by. So I don't disagree with it, but I think it's cool where it's headed. In the chat, Panther7 says that the Superior is definitely MODOK. There's no budget for television that you can do MODOK right. You can't have
put him in a wheelchair.
We only have a few minutes, but Anthony, if you can show our audience, just Google image, go to MODOK, M-O-D-O-K,
yeah.
And you will show him, and you'll see that you're not going to be able to do that well for television. We will talk a little bit about Jessica Jones while he finds MODOK, but want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life. For those of you who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment when you do. Let Maria know it was us who sent you there. That's right. Tell her Marvel TV Weekly sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. I am proposing starting a new podcast of my own called Conversations with MODOK. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you will see, I think MODOK has a lot of opinions on a lot of things. So, Amy, he's basically a giant head. And,
it's like Humpty Dumpty.
He's very, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So Krang.
His look.
Yes,
yeah.
He's a very Krang look. And to your point, yes, he's very Humpty Dumpty. I don't think the horses and King's Men would be able to put him back together again. In any case, we've kind of blazed a trail through so much Marvel in the course of this show. We don't have a lot of time left to talk about Jessica Jones. I really want to spend a lot of time next week talking about it.
Yeah, because you'll have finished it.
Maybe that's why. But also, the after show has not finished yet. Correct. You still have one more episode on Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Was it 3, yes. I believe. Yes, so we're going to talk about the last episode as well as just a recap of season 1 and 2.
Right, so you're going to talk, so that's episode 13. And look, I'm on episode 11 right now. I'm a few minutes in.
So close.
I'll be so done. But I'll spend our last couple of minutes talking about, I'm seeing a lot of hate for season 2 from people that I like and trust their opinion. And I don't get it. I think it's great. I'm really enjoying the season. Now look, the last two episodes could go right in the gutter, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I see it now.
I don't think so.
No, you've seen it. No. And you've seen it too, actually. You both finished it. I'm the only one at this table who hasn't finished, but I'll finish soon. And first of all, I love Trish's storyline this year. And crazy Trish, strung out Trish.
Mm-hmm.
She's Patsy, so catty.
Patsy, Patsy's single is so cray cray. And I love that. By the way,
you want her cray cray?
Yes. If you've got her cray cray, you can just play that the rest of the show.
Can't we just open the show with that, like every week?
Next week, we definitely will open with cray cray. It's definitely Patsy, and it's definitely cray cray. And I think that, I don't know, I guess the other thing that I've heard is that all the characters are so selfish, and there are selfish aspects to a lot of them. But I would say
we talked about that.
Jessica is not selfish. I mean, she just, you know, she doesn't know what to do about her mom, who she thought was dead, is this murderer. Mm-hmm. And look, that's a hard decision. You know, who am I to judge? You know? Now, Jerry Hogarth, that bitch is selfish.
Storyline.
It's a fantastic storyline, and I'm not done with it. Keep that in mind. But as it played out from basically, you know, she's having like the crazy party back
at her place. I know where you got into it.
Was where she had the party back at her place. Yeah, she's just like, yeah, let me just bring 4 hookers back to my place.
Get out.
Well, that's what she said. Anyway, Michael, so again, we're not talking about it in terms of the finished product. But what do you think? Why do you think people don't like it? What's working for you so
I don't know, because as any of you guys who've watched this know that I was not a fan of Jessica Jones season one.
Absolutely.
And this season made a believer out of me. So I really don't know why people don't like it. Maybe people who hate women. I don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know why you wouldn't like the show. Like, I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I do think that now that she's gotten Kilgrave, like, out of her head, I kind of get, like, who she is. Mm-hmm. And I used to think she was just like, wow, she's going to do every wrong thing she can.
Yeah.
But now that she's gotten more, like, centered, I guess, and, like, with being, like, in her own body, I feel like I kind of like her, whereas I never did like
her. She was really hard to like in season one, for sure.
But I do think that the whole mother-daughter thing goes on just a little too much, like, around, like... Gosh, like right after the first half, maybe like the
little too much of it.
The third fourth of it, like the third act of a four act type of thing. I think that part goes a little long with the mother, like the back and forth is way too much for me. But the end, I feel like makes up for it.
Well, I just wanted more Carl. I'm just kidding. Amy, what have you thought about this season? You know, you were a big fan of season one. You said that was your favorite Marvel thing when we started the show.
Yes, yes. I mean, like, I understand people not liking it just because it starts off completely different than the first season.
Yeah.
It's noir-y, and it's not, ooh, look, I'm fighting bad guys all the time. But I think that we do get to see her as a person a lot more. And we get a lot more Trish, which I love.
Love Trish.
Yes. So I loved it. And the last few episodes are just like...
Well, we'll be able to talk more about it next week. And we will officially talk about all of Jessica Jones season two next week. So if you're not caught up, like me, go ahead and catch up. And you'll be able to talk to us about it. Yes, Michael.
I'll tell you in the chat. Black Magic said, LMAO, Peter Dinklage as MODOK is too appropriate.
All right. Thank you for that, Black Magic. and thank you, Michael, for sharing. Anyway, we will be back next Monday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Until then, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ. Amy, where do people find you?
On all social media, at Amy Cassandra MTZ. I know we were talking about Legion earlier on the plaza. If you haven't seen Ingrid Goes West.
Oh, I've been... our very own Kevin Undergaro spoke very highly of that movie.
So good. Elizabeth Olsen's in it. So
Scarlet Witch!
Exactly!
Great! Yeah. All right, and yes, Michael, where do people find you?
You can find me at Michael X Shirley.
The X is not silent.
Twitter and Instagram.
But no Facebook.
Nope.
Good for you. And by the way, don't try to direct message him on Twitter because he has that disabled.
I tried to send you a message
and I was like, oh, I got to do it on Instagram.
Anyway,
we leave you with a little cray cray. Thanks again to Tony B, Tony _ in the booth. And we will see you next Monday. Thanks, everyone. Excelsior.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
I want your The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.